Elected Republicans Demanding Joe Biden's Resignation Expand to 26. By Wendell Hasebo on August 27, 2021. Elected Republicans demanding President Joe Biden's resignation grow to 26 after two suicide explosions killed 13 U.S. service members and at least 95 Afghans in Kabul Thursday. The list includes 26 House members as follows. Representative Jim Banks, N. Representative Andy Biggs, Oz. Representative Elise Stefanik, NY. Representative Claudia Tenney, NY. Representative Jeff Van Drew, NJ. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, GA. Representative Lance Gooden, TX. Representative Byron Donalds, FL. Representative Ronnie Jackson, TX. Representative Greg Stube, FL. Representative Mike Garcia, CA. Representative Jody Isay, GA. Representative Vicky Hartzler-Arndt, MO. Representative Tom Rice, SC. Representative Lauren Boebert, CO. Representative Mike Waltz, FL. Representative Guy Rees-Kentheler, PA. Representative Mark Green, TN. Representative Lee Zeldin, NY. Representative Warren Davidson, TN. Representative Kevin Hearn, OK. Representative Barry Loudermilk, GA. Representative Roger Williams, TX. The three senators demanding Biden's resignation are below. Senator Marsha Blackburn, TN. Senator Roger Marshall, KS. Senator Josh Hawley, MO. In addition, five other Republican representatives have called for Biden senior administration officials to immediately resign. Those include Reps. Mary Miller, EEL, Mike Johnson, LA, Don Bacon, NEE, Chris Stewart, UT, and Jackie Walorski, N. The deaths caused Biden to hold a press conference Thursday in which he took questions and responsibility for the deadly evacuation before blaming former President Donald Trump. "It's been a tough day," Biden said after being 25 minutes late to the podium. "I bear responsibility for fundamentally all that's happened of late. But here's the deal," he prefaced. "You know, I wish you one day say these things, you know as well as I do. That the former president made a deal with the Taliban to get all American forces out of Afghanistan by May 1st. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.